Darling, are you sure your eyes are shut? Don't be like that. I'm just checking. We both know you can be a little sneaky. Okay. Open your eyes. What do you think? It's not what you're expecting, is it? You're expecting more leather? Maybe PVC? Is it bad? I mean, you say that, but you could just be being polite. It's very new for me. And if I'm honest, I'm a little uncomfortable. I've never worn anything so office appropriate before. So be honest. What do you think? Is it too much? Are you sure? I did my research and this seemed office appropriate. Pencil skirt, a blouse. Is it too tight? Are you sure? Good. So you do like it? What? What scheme? Oh, you think this is for a scheme, a plot, a diabolical evil plan of my father's? Not quite. There's something I need to tell you. And I'm a little nervous. So. I don't know where to start. How about we start with the worst of it? My father. As you know, my father is evil. A supervillain. A very, very evil supervillain. And as his daughter, I was... It's tough being the daughter of a supervillain. There's a lot of expectation, a lot of pressure. There's a lot of... It's not simple. It's never simple. When your father's a supervillain, everything is just complicated. Now, don't get me wrong, I love my dad, I do. I don't like him all the time because he doesn't know how to turn off being evil. But I love him. He did the best he could. But I don't love my life. Well, I didn't. It was... I never really had a choice. Well, I didn't think I had a choice. I had to go into the family business, but being a megalomaniac, my father, he's not easy to work for. He always made me jump through hoops. And as much as I love wearing black leather, as good as I look in it, you know, wearing it every day, it's a bit much sometimes. Especially in summer. Ugh. And also, the cape is a bit... I mean... Great for drama, not very practical. And then there's you. Wonderful. Sweet. Lovely you. You're not exactly evil. I mean, that's not an insult. It's just an observation. You can be very sneaky. And I love that about you. I love that you're not two-dimensional. My love life has been a series of car crashes. No one ever wanted me for me. They either wanted me because I was evil, only not. Or they wanted me to turn me. Because it makes for a great origin story. But you. You had no idea who I was when we met. You just thought it was a really good costume at a really bad Halloween party. And I liked that. I liked that you didn't. You were just you. And I really, really like you. I love you. I love you. I've never said it before, have I? Well, not out loud. I say it. Well, in my head, I say it all the time. And I've said it to you while you were asleep before. Which is, not very evil of me. But that's the thing, I'm not. I mean, my father is so focused, so dedicated. He is a supervillain. Me, I'm a girl with a lot of daddy issues. I'm trying to win his approval. Only it's impossible. And that is exhausting. My life is exhausting. Everyone is so big. Big egos, big powers, just big. And that is tiring. I can never just be myself. Because no one wants me to. But you. When you asked me out, you didn't know who I was. You didn't know who my father was. You didn't know anything. And I really liked that. I was myself for the very, very first time. It was so easy being with you. And when I told you who my father was, it wasn't predictable. And it's always predictable. Because no one comes into my life without knowing who my father is. Everyone has an agenda. But you were just, it wasn't easy. And I was honestly terrified. Because it's a lot. It's always a lot. But we worked through it. And you were there for me. And that meant so much. For the first time in my life, I have someone who sees me, who isn't using me. It's it's weird, but good weird. I'm myself with you, and I love that, I do. And I've been thinking a lot. I've never had a chance to be myself. Pressure, expectation, people trying to manipulate me. I always had to be on guard. But with you, it's so easy. So I began to think. You know how people take gap years to find themselves and figure out what they want to do? I thought maybe I could do the same thing. I mean, maybe I am evil. Maybe I am a supervillain, but not like my father. Or maybe I'm a superhero. Or maybe I'm something in between. But I can't figure it out in my father's shadow. So I quit. I quit. And that was, well, there's a reason half the city is kind of in ruins. He didn't take it too well. Mostly because he thought I'd fallen in love with a superhero and yeah. Because that's what daughters or supervillains do, and that's the whole point. I've always been in a box. I've always been pigeonholed. Gonna take some time to figure out what I want. No. I mean, no. I'm not dumping you. No. Oh, I am so bad at this. I'm not dumping you. I'm trying to tell you I've got an office job. I got an office job because I mean that's what people do, right? They work in offices. And this is office appropriate. And yeah. I'm not dumping you. I didn't think this through. I get it. If you don't want to be with me, did you just call me an idiot? Yes, you did. And I am, because I'm bad at this. I'm bad at all of this because, yeah. So you're not dumping me? I know it's a stupid question. I'm wearing a pencil skirt. This is new. This is very, very new. And it's not black. None of this is black. This is a lot of color for me. It's a lot. But I'm actually really excited. And I know that's dumb because it's an office job. It's not meant to be exciting, but I feel like this is all because of you. You broke me out of my box, my cell, my pigeonhole. That sounds wrong. You made me realize that I didn't have to be my father's daughter. I can be me. It's just I don't quite know what that means. So I am going to figure it out. And I really hope that you'll figure it out with me. Mostly because I'm going to have to interact with printers. And I'm not scared of... It's just... printers are... I mean... Murderbots? I can handle those. I love murderbots. They are predictable with their lasers and their knives and all of that. But printers. So I was hoping that maybe you could coach me a little. Are you sure? You don't have to. I know you don't. I'm just not used to people doing things without... Now, this doesn't mean that I'm not going to be a supervillain. I might be evil, but not evil like my father. Just, you know... My own kind of supervillain. I might turn into a superhero. Although that would mean even more colour. Just so much colour. I don't know. I just want to take some time and figure it out. Of course I kept the black leather. And the PVC and the cape. So, is this all right? I know it's a lot. Well, it's not actually a lot compared to the fact that, well, my father. But it's all right. I love you so much. You are just... I love you. Will you still love me if I turn into a superhero? I mean, it won't be black leather. It'll be garish and... Yeah. No. Superheroes don't wear black. That's a good point. That's a good point. You are just so... Come here. What? Is kissing office appropriate? I'm on my lunch break. Well, I'm not, but that's a good excuse, right? We're going to be able to have lunch together. That is going to be a thing. That's actually going to be... Why am I so excited? That is not something to be excited about, but I am. I'm not adorable. I might be adorable. Am I adorable? Kind of. I'm adorable. I love you. Can you have anything to do for the next 3 hours? And before you answer, I should tell you that the reason I'm asking is because I want you to see my office outfits. There's a lot of them. And some of them are colourful. There might be a pink jumper involved. Yes, I said pink. Now you're definitely not going anywhere. I love you. So, this is good. The skirt is good? I'm so glad you said that, because I got the same skirt in 7 different colours. Well, I saw this YouTube video about capsule wardrobes. I didn't go on YouTube for research. I'm adorable. I'm actually adorable. Wow. Okay, take a seat and I will change into the next outfit. Not the pink jumper. No, we will work up to the pink jumper. I'll wear the pink jumper. Stop smiling. Don't stop smiling. Never stop smiling. Okay. Pink jumper. This, just give me a couple of minutes. I just need to, it's pink. I need to work up to it. I can do this. I can do this. I'm adorable. I can wear a pink jumper. Are you laughing at me?